One of the most contentious issues in the Democratic presidential campaign is how important it is to reduce the federal budget deficit. The Bush administration says the deficit for the current fiscal year will be about $500 billion. As a result, some Democratic candidates want to roll back all of President Bush's tax cuts, including those for the middle class. Stan Collender is a budget expert who has worked for Democrats on the House and Senate budget committees. He's now managing director of the Federal Budget Consulting Group at the public relations firm Fleischman Hillard. Hello.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
Several Democratic presidential candidates, including the frontrunner Howard Dean, say that reducing the deficit ought to be a very big priority. Is that likely to be a good issue for the Democrats?
Actually, the deficit really has never been a great issue. It's one of the reasons that Republicans dropped it, because it just wasn't a winner for them. The deficit's never been an issue all by itself. It's always been a surrogate for something else. So when interest rates went up or unemployment went up or the stock market crashed, the deficit has always been a convenient thing to blame. But few people understand it enough to make the deficit an issue all by itself. And therefore, unless something happens, unless the economy goes in the tanks or interest rates start to rise or unemployment starts to get a lot higher, the deficit may not be much of an issue at all that people want to vote on. It typically isn't.
Well, trying to use the deficit as an issue, though, does leave those Democrats who are in this position, Howard Dean and also Dick Gephardt, endorsing basically rolling back all of President Bush's tax cuts. Which means they are being criticized by other Democrats, John Kerry and Joe Lieberman among them, for raising taxes on the middle class.
This is one of the biggest problems with the deficit as an issue, which is you can't just say that you'd like to have it fixed without saying how you would be willing to fix it. And as soon as you say the deficit's a problem, the first question out of a reporter or a voter's mouth is, okay, what would you do to fix it? And none of the choices are politically palatable. That is, you're talking about spending cuts or revenue increases in the case of Howard Dean. And under those circumstances, you get yourself in all kinds of political problems. Those are being exacerbated this year because you've got a fight among Democrats about whether even talking about taxes is good and whether or not something perceived as a tax increase is a good idea. And this is what's going on in the primary season. You've got Democrats attacking Democrats where you would normally be Republicans attacking Democrats. So the Democrats look less unified than usual even.
Now, you've followed the making of federal budget policies for years. Is there a level at which reducing the deficit is in fact important, and have we reached it?
I would argue that reducing the deficit is actually a little long overdue. It is so high and, more importantly, is projected to stay around for so long. That is, this is not a short-term increase in the deficit designed to deal with a particular economic problem, a slowdown or something, but it's a permanent, long-term increase in the deficit that's going to add to the government's debt for a great deal of time, or add to the government's borrowing, and therefore increase interest rates over the long term. It means for anybody listening today, chances are interest rates on their mortgages and credit cards are going to be higher in a few years than they would otherwise be, and it means there'll be more pressure on other spending later on. If the deficit remains around, what will be particularly difficult is if the government's doing a lot of borrowing because of deficits at the same time that the economy is growing by leaps and bounds, and therefore we're creating inflation.
And Democrats traditionally have been in the position of suggesting spending more money for more programs.
Well, let me stop you here. First of all, spending is an equal opportunity thing. Both parties do it.
Right. And this administration is no slouch at spending money.
No, this administration is probably the biggest spender since Franklin Roosevelt. Certainly since Lyndon Johnson. Now, they don't agree on where the money should be spent, obviously. This administration spent a lot on defense and homeland security, but it really hasn't been in favor of limits in a whole lot of other places as well. And the Republican Congress, it's important to say that, has gone along with this. This administration hasn't vetoed any spending increases. So, yes, the Democrats want to increase spending on things that they think their constituents care about. Republicans want to increase spending on things they want to care about. Nobody wants to really increase taxes. And as a result of that, we get deficits.
Stan Collender is managing director of the Federal Budget Consulting Group at the public relations firm Fleischman Hillard. He's also the author of The Guide to the Federal Budget. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.